on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
And there is a men's event. I don't know if you heard about this yet, but there's a men's event happening tonight at Calvary Church. Man Up. It'll be the third time Man Up has met since its inception. And I'm actually right now going to the website. I want to make sure that you can easily find all the information you need to know. Guys, go to calvarynm.church/manup. And as you listen to this, Kevin and Luke are in studio for Man Up, and we were talking off the air. You know, as you look outside, you know, every time you have an event like this and you get a little weather, you know, the attendance might wane. Guys, tell them, Kevin. Now,
I think these were your words, Steve. I think you need to just say it.
Guys, man up. All right.
Tell them.
Be careful coming in. Especially if you're coming in from east, west, probably north of the city.
I hear that there's a couple carloads coming in from Santa Fe.
Okay. So. There you go.
Nice.
So we're not forcing anybody to come tonight, but if you want to come, we'd love to have you. And we've got corned beef sandwiches, and we've got free hot dogs and hamburgers, and it's going to be a great night.
Okay. Why would you do anything but corned beef?
True.
Right?
True.
Okay. Now, we're radio, so I don't know if you guys caught this. You know, we get the whole – you did your green Boston hat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going the Protestant route in orange today, so.
I got green somewhere.
Yeah.
Shirt. I got a green shirt.
I actually did a search this morning on the internet this morning just to make sure. Is that that's right? That's the thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Orange. Okay,
sure.
Anyway, but way to show your spirit we'll there, Luke. That. Nice job.
Absolutely. Go Red Sox.
Man Up, for those not familiar, Kevin, let them know about the long history of
Man
Up.
Yeah, you bet. Man, long history all the way since last November. This will be our third Man Up rally.
But already storied.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've had different versions of men's ministries happening here at Calvary for a long time. And I do want to just state, just because this happens at Calvary doesn't mean it's only for Calvary guys. Anybody's welcome. Yeah. And kind of the way we pitch this is it's for high school guys and up.
Yeah.
And what we've loved so far, we've only had two rallies. This will be our third. But we've seen guys as early as 13 all the way up into their 70s and 80s. And all of our Man Up leaders, in fact, I think we have 27 group leaders this time, or 40 group leaders, about 27 groups that will meet.
And some will have a single leader and some are doubled up. Right.
And so what's so great is all of the decades are represented even in our leadership. And so it's real organic with which group you choose and all of that. But it's such a cool thing to be able to learn from somebody a little older than you, a little younger than you, in a different walk of life than you. And it'll be a really good night. In fact, Luke's here in studio with us. And Luke, you're real involved with getting guys connected into connect groups between rallies.
Absolutely.
As well as even helping with a lot of the facilitating of the Man Up groups tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kevin, as you know, even as men, we all need each other.
Mm.
It's important for us to be vulnerable, talk about our life issues, our hurts, habits, hangups. We need other guys to go through life with, bro.
Yeah.
So, what it's all about. Calvary Church has over 20 men's groups available right now, every single day of the week, every time of the hour, pretty much. So we try to get guys plugged in. You know, going to the rallies, fantastic. We all get together, 600 guys singing for Jesus Christ. It's beautiful. But we need more than that.
Right.
You know, we need more than just every other month guys getting together. Our groups meet every week, share some fellowship with each other, talk about bro stuff, talk about stuff going on in our family life, maybe in our church life, and just go through life together, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, Kevin, I think you and Taylor have been real good about is making clear. Now, it is important. You know what? We're doing this every other month.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't really Man Up. Isn't these Friday night rallies. It's a big part of it.
Right.
The real ministry of Man Up is what happens between the rallies. And
that's
includes
right.
the connect groups that Luke's talking about. And I've already talked to some guys that are, you know, talking about putting together, you know, kind of shoot off ministries from mm-hmm. this that are specific to doing this in the community. Mm-hmm. And it's just good to see the Lord at work. I would say this, and Luke, you mentioned the importance of guys fellowshipping with guys and accountability and iron sharpening iron. Mm-hmm. You know, you may be in a place where you're like, you know, I don't have that guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to promise that guy is that man up. But you don't get, you know, if you don't have the radar out and you're not making an effort, chances are you're going to say just how you are. And this is a good opportunity to attend. There's 600 guys, and God has a perfect plan. So let him do what he's going to do. Tonight, what's happening, we have a different speaker than the first couple are we calling them rallies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're having a speaker we haven't heard at Man Up yet.
Pastor Skip Heitzig himself will be with us tonight. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Man, and I got to just say, he's a machine when it comes to Bible teaching. I mean, not only is he just world renowned for Bible teaching, but this week alone, I just need to state this for the record. He taught 3 weekend services last weekend. He taught a different message on Wednesday. He'll teach a different message tonight, and he's got an entirely new message for us this Saturday and Sunday, 3 times this weekend.
Wow.
He's a machine.
Well, let me say this then, okay? There's Pastor Skip, Kevin, there's you, there's other pastors. That in mind, listener, let's get on our knees and pray for our pastors, for their safety, for their protection, for God's wisdom in the messages.
Yeah.
And actually, we're just about out of time. Before we leave, I want to give one more. Guys, don't look at the weather. Man up and get there tonight. It starts at, the actual Man Up starts at what time? But there's pre-stuff.
Yeah, so the rally starts at 6:30. We'll have worship. We'll have a Bible teaching and then get into groups around campus inside. But you can come as early as 5:30. We have corned beef sandwiches available for $4 and then free burgers and hot dogs.
Okay. Why don't we do this real quick, Pastor Kevin?
Yeah.
Would you pray for tonight? And then coming up in our next segment, don't miss Heritage Foundation and our Friday financial update on the way before the top of the hour. Kevin, let's put a bow on this with a prayer for tonight.
You bet. God, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to speak into the lives of hundreds of men that will come tonight. And we pray, Lord, that as your word goes into our hearts, that you would deeply impact us, that men would come to salvation, and ultimately, God, that this would lead to changed families, changed churches, and a changed community. We just give you tonight, we pray that all the guys would travel safe. And we give you tonight, Lord, this is your ministry, and we pray you'd be honored in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Amen. Kevin, Luke, thanks so much, guys.